You will hear a radio interview with a student architect called Claire Hurst. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
I'm talking to Claire Hurst today, a student architect. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Claire, first of all, are you enjoying your course?
Yes, I am. I chose architecture because it is such a creative yet practical profession, and I've certainly learnt loads. We've done technical drawing and construction skills to know what's going on at the sites, and I've loved that. We've had to design buildings and present our ideas to the other students on the course. So presentation skills are essential, both through speaking and drawing. That's been quite stressful.
You're now in your last year of studies, and architecture is a long course. Does this final year feel different?
It's definitely more intense. Some of the people who started on the course have dropped out, and everyone who's still left knows they're in it for the long haul. They know this is the career for them. You have to be self-motivated. There are no tutors telling you what to do and how to do it. They just give you tasks to complete, often several at once, and a set of deadlines, then check on you every week or so. So you really have to be well organised.
You've done work placements as part of your course. Was this useful?
It's the only way of really finding out what life is like as a professional architect. Of course, there's some design involved, but you soon realise that your time is mainly spent doing things like talking to people on the phone and having meetings. A work placement means that at the end of it, you're much more likely to know whether or not you want to carry on with your course. That was the case for me, anyway.
Can you tell me about a project you're working on at the moment?
Yes. At the moment, I'm designing a city apartment block. I've done a lot of research into the materials I could use. Some of them are expensive, and I have to work out if the block would be economical to build and how long the construction would take. It would be great if it could be built, because I think it's looking good. But of course, it's just a student project.
What do you think about architects' approach to designing people's homes?
Most typical families in the local area aren't looking for anything very unusual. Architects can sometimes forget that ordinary people, not necessarily other architects, are going to live in the homes they design. So the design should suit the people, not the other way round. If you're sitting in an office and looking at perfect images on a computer all day, you can lose sight of that if you aren't careful.
And how will you go about finding a job once you've graduated?
You can ring all the local architecture practices, which is what some of my friends who graduated last year did. I must say it took ages, and none of them was offered an interview, so I don't think I'll do that. The tutors are contacted by practices too, and asked about good students they think might be suitable for a particular vacancy. The students still have to go through the application process, of course, but at least they have a chance of getting an interview that way.
And finally, Claire, do you have any advice for people thinking of studying architecture?
Don't go into it for the money. Often the hours can be very long and the income relatively low. Find out as much about it as you can. Read books and magazines, check out websites, visit buildings. Also, be prepared to work hard and play hard. You get to know your course mates extremely well because you spend so much time together.
Now you will hear part four again.
I'm talking to Claire Hurst today, a student architect. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Claire, first of all, are you enjoying your course?
Yes, I am. I chose architecture because it is such a creative yet practical profession, and I've certainly learnt loads. We've done technical drawing and construction skills to know what's going on at the sites, and I've loved that. We've had to design buildings and present our ideas to the other students on the course. So presentation skills are essential, both through speaking and drawing. That's been quite stressful.
You're now in your last year of studies, and architecture is a long course. Does this final year feel different?
It's definitely more intense. Some of the people who started on the course have dropped out, and everyone who's still left knows they're in it for the long haul. They know this is the career for them. You have to be self-motivated. There are no tutors telling you what to do and how to do it. They just give you tasks to complete, often several at once, and a set of deadlines, then check on you every week or so. So you really have to be well organised.
You've done work placements as part of your course. Was this useful?
It's the only way of really finding out what life is like as a professional architect. Of course, there's some design involved, but you soon realise that your time is mainly spent doing things like talking to people on the phone and having meetings. A work placement means that at the end of it, you're much more likely to know whether or not you want to carry on with your course. That was the case for me, anyway.
Can you tell me about a project you're working on at the moment?
Yes. At the moment, I'm designing a city apartment block. I've done a lot of research into the materials I could use. Some of them are expensive, and I have to work out if the block would be economical to build and how long the construction would take. It would be great if it could be built, because I think it's looking good. But of course, it's just a student project.
What do you think about architects' approach to designing people's homes?
Most typical families in the local area aren't looking for anything very unusual. Architects can sometimes forget that ordinary people, not necessarily other architects, are going to live in the homes they design. So the design should suit the people, not the other way round. If you're sitting in an office and looking at perfect images on a computer all day, you can lose sight of that if you aren't careful.
And how will you go about finding a job once you've graduated?
You can ring all the local architecture practices, which is what some of my friends who graduated last year did. I must say it took ages, and none of them was offered an interview, so I don't think I'll do that. The tutors are contacted by practices too, and asked about good students they think might be suitable for a particular vacancy. The students still have to go through the application process, of course, but at least they have a chance of getting an interview that way.
And finally, Claire, do you have any advice for people thinking of studying architecture?
Don't go into it for the money. Often the hours can be very long and the income relatively low. Find out as much about it as you can. Read books and magazines, check out websites, visit buildings. Also, be prepared to work hard and play hard. You get to know your course mates extremely well because you spend so much time together.
That is the end of part four.